Kroger Tender Ray Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, Mother, you'd better hurry. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, and you'll have to hurry to make your choice from the marvelous selection of poultry at your Kroger store. Without a doubt, they're the best buy-in birds in town. Kroger's poultry is carefully selected for its tenderness, its juiciness, and real country fresh flavor. Why, once you see the grand selection of chickens and ducks and turkeys, you will want them all. Yes, ma'am. Kroger's poultry is just tantalizingly delicious. And for an extra special dinner, you'll certainly want to serve your family this exclusive Kroger feature, famous four-point blue ribbon turkey. They're just covered with juicy meat and chock full of fresh flavor, a flavor that will have your family sighing in contented delight. Now, there are four mighty good reasons why four-point blue ribbon turkeys are outstandingly superior. It's because they're raised and developed into plump turkeys in carefully selected areas, because they're scientifically fed, then expertly dressed, and finally, they're personally selected to please you. So get yours without delay at your Kroger store, for it's the only place you can buy famous four-point blue ribbon turkeys. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Just when Penny Gibbs seems to be showing a decided interest in Professor Stuart Rogers, the wealthy Madeline Dodge begins to show a liking for the professor, too. Johnny Keith, Penny's former fiancé, comes to Penny's house to talk about finding Suzanne. But instead, Penny says...
Johnny.
Hmm?
I wonder if you'd mind if I asked you something.
Well, no, of course not, Penny.
Johnny, has Freddie ever shown any signs of quitting his job?
Well, no. Why do you ask?
Well, he's moved out of the house.
Well, he has. I didn't know that. When did he move?
The other day, Monday afternoon.
Well, he never said anything to me about it. Where's he staying now?
You'd never guess.
Well, he can't be staying at the professor's. There's not enough room for him there.
No, where Freddie is staying, there's room for 20 or 30 guests, I suppose.
20? Well, where's that?
The Dodge Mansion in Glen Cove.
Freddie's staying at the Dodge's?
At the invitation of Madeline Dodge herself.
Well, well, a kid's coming up in the world, isn't he?
He thinks he has, Johnny. That's why I was wondering about his job. I don't know what the setup is or what Miss Dodge has said to make him move out of here, but living in those surroundings and with those people is going to change Freddie rather quickly. And I don't know, he may be told he doesn't have to work for a living.
Oh, you mean he may be getting money from Madeline Dodge?
Oh, Johnny, I hope not, but they might give him some kind of a title, a job without any work, and pay him a lot of money, and that'd be the end of him.
Well, if he has any self-respect, he'll never take anything from the Dodgers, Penny.
Oh, I know that, but he may not know he's taking anything from them. Freddie's awfully impressed by the glamour of wealth. He thinks that just because people have money, they're better than people who don't have money.
Oh, the rich can do no wrong, huh?
The rich can pay their way out.
Sometimes. And never completely, Penny. But let's not go into that. Well, Freddie hasn't quit his job as yet, and until he does, I don't think we have to worry about Freddie being spoiled by the Dodgers.
Yeah, but look, Johnny, if Miss Dodge doesn't have some kind of a plan for him, why did she want him to live at their house?
I don't know. Why she ever looked at him twice, I'll never be able to figure out. Did you ever stop to think, though, maybe the move was all Freddie's idea?
You mean he invited himself into the Dodge home?
Why not? It'd be just like him.
Oh, no, Johnny. Somehow or other, I don't think even Freddie is that bold.
Well, he isn't exactly shy.
No, but he has common sense enough to know that you don't invite yourself into other people's homes. No, I think Madeline Dodge is behind Freddie's moving out of here. And believe me, if I thought that Freddie's association with the Dodgers and their friends would be a help to him, I'd be the first one to approve of what's happened, but...
But you think they're bad for him, huh?
Oh, how can they be anything but bad for him? They have money Freddie hasn't. They know their way around. Freddie doesn't. They have background and position. Freddie does. But Freddie can't even talk their language.
No, no, but they may be fascinated with his.
I suppose that may be the answer to the whole thing. I suppose maybe they're using Freddie to amuse themselves. And when he's no longer amusing, they'll throw him out. Oh, Johnny, I don't want that to happen to Freddie. You know what the consequences will be.
Well, I know how I'd feel if I were treated that way.
Oh, but you don't have the tendency toward bitterness that Freddie does. You'd be bitter only against the people who hurt you, but Freddie'd be sour on the whole world again. And you know what that'll lead to.
Yeah. And I'm beginning to see why you're so upset about Freddie and the Dodge family. If Freddie goes bitter again, he'll go back to his old ways and be in trouble with the law again.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And next time, I'll have to pay for what he does. He's only out on probation now. If he ever has to go to jail, he'll come out a criminal. And from there on, he'll be beyond hope.
Penny, you worry about him as if he were a brother, don't you?
I guess I do, Johnny. He means well and does so many foolish things. When all he needs is a little help and a little guidance, and he'd really amount to something. He was doing so well until he met Miss Dodge. Now he's in danger of taking a few steps backwards.
Well, keep your fingers crossed. I'll keep an eye on him at the office. If I see signs of his becoming the old Freddie Lang again, I'll tell you, and maybe we can check it in time.
Thanks, Johnny.
Now, look, we've all put in a little time and a lot of effort trying to straighten the kid out. I don't want to see it wasted, and it won't be.
I hope not.
Well, it won't, I promise you. Oh, by the way, your mother tells me Professor Rogers was here last evening. Any more news about Suzanne?
No, but there's something about Professor Rogers that's kind of interesting.
There is?
Mm-hmm. He's going to the Dodgers for dinner tomorrow night.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
He tell you so?
No, he was here when Freddie invited him.
Oh, I see. Freddie invited him to dinner.
No. Freddie merely brought the invitation from Miss Dodge.
Oh. And the professor said absolutely yes?
The professor said absolutely no. I was the one who talked him into accepting.
You? You made him accept the invitation?
Sure.
Why?
Well, I ought to be ashamed of the reason, but I'm not.
Why?
Why what? Why not ashamed or why I told him to accept the invitation?
Oh, why you told him to accept?
Because I knew Freddie wouldn't like it.
Oh. Oh, I get it.
And he didn't, Johnny. Not a bit.
Oh, you smart. You think if Miss Dodge shows too much interest in the professor, Freddie will feel slighted and drop the wealthy Miss Dodge to save his own face, huh?
I can certainly hope, can't I?
Penny Gibbs, you're a conniving woman.
I don't care what I am as long as I can keep Freddie from being hurt.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Hmm?
Aren't you, sort of hurting yourself, though?
What do you mean?
Well, tossing the professor to Miss Dodge.
He won't be hurt.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about you. What if he likes her?
I think he already does.
Oh, how much?
Oh, I suppose he finds you interesting.
And how does he find you?
He finds me by looking for me when he wants to.
Well, what if he doesn't want to after seeing Madeline Dodge a few times?
Oh, Johnny, then he just doesn't want to.
Now, listen, Penny, don't be a fool. If the professor means anything to you, don't just give him away to that Dodge girl. At least, not just to keep Freddie Lang from getting into a jam. Let yourself come first for a change.
You think the professor means a great deal to me, don't you, Johnny?
I don't know. And I don't want to know. I asked you once and you told me it was none of my business, and you're right, it isn't. But look, Penny. If he does mean anything to you, don't let him go. Don't sacrifice your own happiness for anyone or anything. No one will ever thank you for it. Now think about that, will you? Give it a lot of thought. You should come first with yourself, not last.
Just a minute.
Just a minute? Dear, the impatience of some people.
Yes?
Good afternoon. Is Miss Gibbs in?
Why, no, she isn't. She just ran down the village for a minute. I expect her back very shortly.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm Madeline Dodge. I wonder if I might come in and wait.
Well, of course. Come right in.
Thank you. You have a maid?
Well, not exactly. I'm Penny's mother.
Penny's mother? Oh, please forgive me. It was terribly rude of me to...
You think I was the maid? Well, I see nothing wrong with that. I'm maid, cook, laundress, scrub woman, and baby nurse around here these days. You'll have to forgive the way I look.
Oh, there's a baby in the house.
Yes, Penny's niece, Valerie. Oh, she's an adorable thing. Maybe you'd like to come upstairs and
see her. Oh, no, thank you. Babies bore me. They're all so cute and nothing else.
Yes, of course. I understand. Won't you come in and sit down?
Well, if you really expect your daughter shortly.
Oh, she'll be here any minute now.
All right, I'll wait a few minutes anyhow. You're probably wondering how I happen to know your daughter, aren't you?
Oh, no, know. Penny's mentioned you to me several times. You came here with Freddie Lang some time ago, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and I had a lovely evening, too. My chief reason for dropping in now is to thank your daughter.
Oh, that isn't necessary, Miss Dodge.
Oh, but I think it is. You see, I enjoyed meeting with professors so much. Well, I wanted to thank your daughter personally for the introduction.
Oh, yes. Professor Rogers was here that evening, too, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Very definitely here. He's a charming young man, don't you think?
Oh, we're all very fond of him.
Your daughter especially, I imagine.
Well, I really wouldn't know.
Oh, come now, Mrs. Gibbs, isn't it?
No, Billings. Mrs. Jed Billings.
Jed Billings. That name is slightly familiar. Oh, yes, your husband's a carpenter, I think.
Well, yes, but he calls himself a contractor, I believe.
Contractor?
Yes.
Oh, please forgive me. I seem to be making all kinds of mistakes this afternoon.
Quite to the contrary, Miss Dodge. You're doing beautifully.
Oh, am I?
Yes, quite. Really, Miss Dodge, I'm awfully sorry to keep you waiting for Penny this way. If she'd only known you were coming...
I don't mind waiting at all, Mrs. Billings. I really have no engagements until tomorrow evening. Professor Rogers is coming to my house for dinner tomorrow, you know.
Yes, so I'd heard.
You see, part of the reason I'm so anxious to talk to your daughter is... Well, is that Freddie was stupid enough to invite him in front of her. I wanted to explain that...
Oh, but what is there to explain?
Oh, well, that I really didn't intend to embarrass anyone by inviting him to my house.
Oh.
I expected Freddie to speak to him about it when your daughter wasn't around.
I don't see why that's important.
Oh, but it is. I know I'd feel terrible if... Well, I'd feel terrible if a good friend of mine accepted an invitation under those circumstances.
Oh, you would?
Oh, of course I would. I want to explain to your daughter that I really have no designs on the professor. I merely thought that I ought to...
I know what you thought, Miss Dodge, and I'm sure Penny knows what you thought and what you're thinking now.
Oh?
And please, don't be upset about having Professor Rogers to dinner, Miss Dodge. It's not upsetting to my daughter in any way.
Oh, I'm awfully glad to hear that.
Yes, I'm sure you're glad about it, Miss Dodge. Awfully glad.
Penny's mother certainly saw through Madeline Dodge's reason for dropping in to see Penny. Madeline wants to cause trouble, doesn't she? Will she let this rebuff from Penny's mother stop her? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Well, tomorrow's the big day, and it's going to be a really memorable day if you serve your family Kroger's poultry. They're the best birds in town. You see, Kroger's poultry is specially chosen to please you. And that's why it comes out of your oven tasting better, more flavorful, tenderer, juicier. For instance, those aristocrats of the poultry kingdom, four-point blue ribbon turkeys. Now, these birds are better, four ways better. They're raised in the finest turkey-raising areas by master turkey growers. Then they're scientifically fed, actually coddled, to make them plumper and more tender. Next, they're dressed expertly, as carefully as you would dress a prize bird. And the ones that finally reach your Kroger store are specially selected for folks like you. Why don't you get a famous four-point blue ribbon turkey at your Kroger store now? Now, your local announcer.